28 minutes after 11 o'clock, again with our new Thursday schedule. Iberia Crime Stoppers joining us a little bit later on days when the mayor is with us. Happy to welcome back to the show Barry Guyot with Iberia Crime Stoppers. And Captain John Babin. Sergeant Miller and Slim Captain John. I'm confused. It's been a busy morning, but gentlemen, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Iberia Crime Stoppers. Barry, remind us again what it's all about.
Well, Iberia Crime Stoppers is a it's a way for the public to give information anonymously on crimes that they may have information on. It's we pay rewards, and this can be any crime that you have information on. We have a website, www.p3.com, and that's the P3 system that you actually go into and give your tip, and they'll give you a case number, and that case number is the only way we have to identify you. And the other way is, let me get my notes out here.
Well, of course, we want to remind folks, 364-TIPS, 364-8477, the P3 app, as you mentioned, p3tips.com, and IberiaCrimeStoppers.com, all avenues in which to offer up an anonymous tip, and you stay anonymous even through the payment process. Again, remind us how rewards are offered up.
Well, that's kind of a closely held secret, kind of like the Coca-Cola formula. But it's cash rewards, and they, you know, if your tip leads to an arrest, they'll give you instructions on how to claim your tip. And like I said, it's totally anonymous. There's no way we know who you are. We don't want to know who you are. We just want your information. And you know, getting back to the P3 app, you can go and download. It's just P3, and it you know, you click on that, you can download the app, install it, and that way you don't have to go and key it in every time. You just click on the app, and you can track the status of your tip with this case number that they're going to give you. So, but anyway, it's and the rewards range anywhere from, you know, $50 up to $1,000, depending on the severity of the crime. So,
all right. Again, want to remind folks of the different ways to leave an anonymous tip. 364-TIPS, the phone number, p3tips.com, iberiacrimestoppers.com, and, of course, the P3 app. Easy to download. In fact, I downloaded it, did the settings, all within a commercial break soon after it was introduced. And, of course, we found out about it after Sergeant Steve, and for some reason I'm forgetting his last name.
Guidry.
Thank
Steve
you.
Guidry, yeah.
It's such an uncommon name. Mm-hmm. And but he went to a convention and brought that information back to the board, and the board decided to go with it. And Captain John Babin, back from Tempe, Arizona, the convention. You and Sergeant Anselm, I believe, both went. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that experience.
Well, it was a great conference, Tempe, Arizona. Weather a little different from here.
A little drier air.
A little drier, a little warmer. But had a great time, a good conference, well attended. Over 250 people from around the world. There were people from, obviously, you know, here in the U.S., Canada, Guam, the Marianas, Hawaii. Like I said, well attended, good conference, picked up a lot of good information. You know, the board sent us to the conference, asked us to bring back information, particularly on fundraising. So I have some ideas on something we can maybe do as far as fundraising. You know, you picked a few brains over there, some things that other people are doing, things that, you know, some different things. One thing that I found or thought was kind of unique was role-playing. There was a Crime Stoppers where they do a role-playing where they have a crime, people pay to come and solve that crime, and they say they do very well with it. So it's just different things that we can do. At the next board meeting, I'm going to give them a few of the ideas that I picked up over there.
Very good, very good. Barry, your thoughts on getting that report from either John or Mallory?
Yeah, I'm impressed with that idea. That's something I never thought about. It would be kind of like a murder mystery dinner.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know?
Yes, yeah.
I've been to a couple of those, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, yeah. A lot of different things that, some of different organizations are doing, so.
Yeah, again, fundraising for Crime Stoppers. You're a nonprofit, but as Barry says, but not without expenses.
We're heavy in expense. totally expensed organization.
And, again, want to raise those dollars so we can pay out those reward dollars for folks who offer up an anonymous tip that leads to an arrest. And, again, we've talked about it. Obviously, the severity of the crime makes the tip deliver a bigger financial reward for the tipster. But again, any criminal activity, large or small, from a simple warrant to homicide and everything else in between, we want those tips. So we feature Crime of the Week, but again, any criminal activity. And I know, John, you are able to offer up this week's featured Crime of the Week.
Yes, our Crime of the Week was a shooting that occurred right here on Main Street on July 6th. There was a shooting at about 9:40 p.m. in the evening. There was a group out on Main Street. A vehicle drove by. Someone decided to fire shots. Unfortunately, someone was injured in this incident. So we have actually some decent video that we have of the shooting. So if anyone has any information about this crime, please give us a call. We always say, we can't do it without you. We need your help.
Was this the shooting that involved some motorcycles?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. In some defense, no, I was going to make a joke here, but sometimes those motorcycles, they have them running way too long. And I can understand someone getting a little aggravated by, either shut it off or get it started and move on. I wish sometimes, but no, it's not to be made light of. Unfortunate situation. I remember it well. I remember, because I live not far from here, coming back home and seeing some activity, and I'm wondering what the heck is going on there. Somewhat of a drive-by. You've got a pretty good description of the car on the film I saw.
Yeah, the vehicle, it's dark, but we're hoping that someone might see, a silhouette or just recognize the vehicle that was used in the shooting, and hopefully we'll get a phone call soon and help us getting this crime solved.
Yeah, fortunately, the injury was not life-threatening,
yes.
But hey, sometimes it's a matter of inches.
Well, whoever did this crime, we were lucky. The person who was shot was lucky that, like you said, it wasn't life-threatening. It could have turned deadly. Thank goodness it didn't.
No doubt. Anything else on that before we move on?
Well, talking back about the conference, I picked up information that I wasn't aware of, that Crime Stoppers was formed in 1976 by an officer in Albuquerque who was working a murder, and he decided to offer a cash reward, and within a few days he received a tip that solved his crime. I had no idea where and how Crime Stoppers was formed, so that was the beginning of Crime Stoppers. Also, just for some extra information, to date, over 15,000 homicides have been solved by Crime Stoppers. That's an amazing number.
It is, really.
Yeah. Amazing number. So, it shows that there's a purpose. It works. So, we need the information. We need the help. So, please give us a call.
Sure. And I didn't realize, talking to John earlier, Crime Stoppers is an international organization.
Yeah, right? it's worldwide.
Yeah, yeah. Worldwide.
In some places, it's called different things, but it's all the same thing. Everyone's working towards the same goals. It's getting crime solved.
Very good. Well, again, gentlemen, anything else, Barry, you want to offer up from the board?
We have a board meeting next week, so I'll have more information to share with you on next Thursday, and we'll probably John's going to give his report to the board, and we'll probably kick around some of these ideas, these fundraising ideas, with the fundraising committee, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. Well, again, appreciate it. Again, the different ways to leave an anonymous tip on today's featured crime or any criminal activity. Again, 364-8477, 364-TIPS, the P3 app, p3tips.com, and Iberia Crime Stoppers. www.thebrownsmedia.com. Gentlemen, always a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, Jeff.